This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Marion Westrum. Hidden in the village of Tudeley in the civil parish of Capel in the borough of Tunbridge Wells is one of the artistic wonders of the world, the stained glass windows of All Saints Church, designed and painted by the artist Marc Chagall. To tell us more about the history, I'm now joined by Josephine Willoughby from the Chagall Window Preservation Trust.
We have visitors from all over the world. We have people coming from Russia, where Marc Chagall started out, in Belarus, in White Russia. And we have people from France, where he ended up and died. And people from America, where he spent a lot of his life. And it's open every single day. Anyone can come. But the church is a phenomenal place. The windows, well, you can't really describe them in words, but the east window was designed effectively as a memorial to Sarah Davenport Goldsmith, who died aged 21 in 1963. And Chagall was commissioned to make that window by her family. But then Chagall visited the church for the installation of the east window. And at that time, most of the windows in the church were clear glass, or there was some Victorian glass there, but it was a very mixed bag. And he volunteered to make all the windows for the church. What we didn't know at the time, or what the church didn't know at the time, was he basically gifted them to the church. So we paid for the materials, for the lead and the glass and the paint, but we did not pay for his workmanship or his artistic talent. And at that time, he was at the height of his fame. He was a friend of Picasso and Matisse. He had designed the peace window in the United Nations building. He had been commissioned by the richest man in the world, Rockefeller, to make a memorial window in a chapel in America. He had painted the ceiling of the Opera Garnier in Paris. He was phenomenally successful and famous. So it is really nothing short of a miracle that he should come to our place to make the glass. And what is so special about Tudeley is that because of the reason why we have this glass, it is a place that people come to find comfort. So you don't have to have faith of any kind whatsoever, but if you come there, I absolutely guarantee that you will feel comforted. Chagall designed the windows with that in mind. They are predominantly blue in colour in one side, so that sometimes you go into that church and when the light falls through the windows, the entire floor turns blue. And there are other windows that are golden, and when the light goes through those in a certain way, the walls go golden, latticed. I mean, it's absolutely exquisite. It really is the most special place. Someone said to me recently, they considered All Saints Tudeley to be one of the thin places, which in Celtic Christianity is the place where the divide between heaven and earth is at its thinnest. And I think that's the most marvellous description of this place. And Chloe Teacher, who is the late Sarah's sister, often says that what gives the family huge comfort is that out of such tragedy for the family and so much sorrow can come something of such everlasting importance and beauty for the world to enjoy. And I think that's its legacy.
So what does the work to preserve Marc Chagall's windows involve?
Well, obviously, as you can imagine, it costs rather a lot of money to insure the windows and to keep the building in repair. Concerts are held occasionally as fundraising events, and we have one coming up in May. The Tunbridge Music Club has invited a group called Trio Chagall to give a performance, and they will be performing at Tudeley in May, and that's going to be a very, very special occasion. And there are any opportunities anybody wants to donate. The Chagall Windows Preservation Trust and the church itself are always welcome for donations.
Josephine Willoughby from the Chagall Window Preservation Trust. I'm Marion Westrum for West Kent Radio.